summertime is still fun time, and your family fun headquarters is Waterville, USA, with the Gulf Coast's largest lineup of amusement park and water park attractions, including miles of water slides, a lazy river, the wave pool, flow rider, shrimp boat village, Wawa World, and more. We are welcoming guests with social distancing policies and additional safety protocols throughout the parks to make sure everyone has a great experience. Visit Waterville, USA today, 906 Gulf Shores Parkway, watervilleusa.com.
And we are live on Discovery Paranormal. It is May 26, 2020. And I will say this. The show is going to be electric. And it's going to be about electric, in a way, about energy. And funny how people out there don't believe in stuff as a whole. And then you have people who are open-minded. And then they actually do their research and they see that there's something to what others talk about, you know, whatever, man. Could be UFOs in the paranormal world. It could be ghosts. And, you know, the word paranormal is almost useless to me because it really means occurrences that they can't prove with science. And then, you know, if you know paranormal investigators, for the most part, people use scientific equipment to get results. So whatever. You're either going to be smart about things and understand that unless you can disprove it, it's plausible, or you're going to be closed-minded. If you're closed-minded, you don't listen to paranormal shows usually, unless you're like monitoring and you have to, like I used to have people that monitor. I do another show, a talk show, you know, political talk show and current events. And I used to have people that monitor. They probably still do, but they used to send me emails, all these nasty emails, and I'd just be like, thanks. Thanks for watching, you know, thanks for listening. We're monitoring you. We're going to get you off the air. Yeah, that worked. But I will tell you, there are people that don't like what you say. There are, you know, there's devout religious people that don't believe in the paranormal. They think it's evil. Oh, man, ever talk to a Muslim about ghosts? They cut your head off, man. They'll say, oh, it's evil. Don't bring it up. So people are superstitious. They don't believe in stuff sometimes, but they're superstitious, which doesn't make any sense. You know, what are you superstitious about? You know, but it's like these Taps guys. They used to be that show Taps, right? And Ghost Hunters, whatever they call themselves. I think they're trying like a new thing now. New old. It's like putting on an old pair of shoes with holes in it. You know what I mean? That people don't want to use anymore or see anymore. And unless you take things in new directions, you're just doing the same old stuff, right? But those guys, they always stated for the fact that they didn't believe in psychics. They don't believe in mediums. You're a ghost hunter. You investigate ghost hauntings, right? It's all you do. Because there are paranormal people that pretty much are into all kinds of things, and there are people that specialize, right? Specialize. But if you're a ghost hunter and you don't believe in mediums or psychics, it just doesn't make any sense, man. You know what I mean? So it's closed-minded to me that you're going to believe in the paranormal level of spirits, but not believe that people are going to have the ability to see, talk to, predict, understand that world and other worlds other than our own. And there's a lot of people that don't understand our own. So when it comes to sliders, and that's the show tonight, the SLI actually stands for streetlight interference, right? And a slider is a person that if they walk near a light bulb, much of the time it'll go out. It'll blow. They'll shut off various things, right? So you say to yourself, that's bull crap. How can someone's energy do that? Walk under something or walk near something. And I'll tell you, I'm gonna share straight away, if you listen to the show before, you've heard me say this before, this has happened to me since I was a kid. I walk into a room much of the time, light blows. Got to the point where we had to have a lot of extra light bulbs out here. I changed light bulb in my bedroom multiple times during the year, not just once, twice, five. I mean, like 20, you know. Then when I started getting into paranormal investigations, ghost hunting specifically, Some people cringe when they hear the term ghost hunting, but any way you like it is kind of how is the best way to do it, I guess. I don't know. I don't judge people, man. To me, it's you're hunting. You're a hunting for ghosts. So when I started getting into it, we knew this this really great medium, Laura Mainville, local, not high profile at all, older lady, very sweet, very nice, very kind. She's recently passed away, as a matter of fact. And she had told, you know, the guy I do these investigations with and I, that you guys are going to get stronger, like more, become more sensitive in a way. Maybe stronger is not a good term. More sensitive to things and be able to see more, hear more, experience more. And whatever energy we have is going to kind of be amplified. So even in the investigations, we go into a place, it got to be a kind of joke that I'd walk into this space and the light would go patink and be done, you know? And it's like almost where you want to apologize to people, sorry. The best investigations for me is kind of more in the dark with my own lights. And even those lights drain, those batteries drain. And you know, if you're doing paranormal investigations, sometimes your stuff drains. I've had batteries drain completely and then come back on me. I had a 5-hour battery on this video camera I was using. 5 hours, big battery, man. You know, lithium battery, really hardcore, very expensive. 5 hours you get out of it. It shows you, you know, it clicks down the time on usage, and it gives you a whole, camera gives you a whole diagram on how you're using it, when you're recording, when you're not recording. A lot goes into it, right? And yeah, it's not consistent. You're going to say something's, you know, 4 hours, 4.5 hours, and then it'll drop 15 minutes by accident or whatever, or a miscalculation in the reading. Yeah, sure. This thing went down to zero, camera shut off. It was fully charged. As soon as we started talking to this spiritual entity, what do you want to call it? I call them entities when I'm in the field. Sometimes they take offense to being called an entity. But I'm a former person, whatever. But so, you know, you say, okay, this thing just took a hit. And then I would say, oh man, I need to change this battery, you know. And then as I sat there, the thing came back on, the camera pick came back on. The battery was at that point 3 minutes until it was going to shut off. And then it went to 5 and 10 and 15 and 20. And I said to this, but the guy was with me, I'm like, you wouldn't believe this battery's coming back to life. And if you know batteries, you know that's not possible. It doesn't happen like that. If the battery's drained of its energy, it is drained, you know? So, and yeah, you could tell me about weather, cold, hot, other conditions. In this place, in the minutes that this happened, nothing environmentally was affecting this battery where it would make it come back to life. And it went all the way back up to where, you know, nearly where it was again. So I've had this happen to other batteries. I've had this happen to normal batteries. I've had it happen to lithium batteries. I've had it happen to other things and other cameras and other equipment. It's like something sucks the energy right out of it, just like that. So, energy. People have energy. Spirits have energy. There's no reason to believe that some spirit's going to have more energy than you. People running around being afraid of ghosts. They could be highly developed. They could be the type of entities that maybe aren't so nice. You know what I mean? You want to say demon? You can call them whatever you want. I'm not into demons myself, you know. I believe in negative entities. I believe in negative energy, you know. But and I know some people that were very demon-like, for sure, man. But development, how developed somebody is spiritually, right? And you run into people, oh, you're an old soul. You can feel that. You're an old soul. Or you're my soulmate. How many times have You either heard that or said that to someone. You look at them, Mama, I'm in love with you. You're my soulmate. Oh, my God, the thunderbolt hit me. And now I'm just gushing in love. My wallet is open. Here, take everything you got. Take everything. Leave me for dead. Like someone do. Anyway. That's my Italian accent. Maybe it sounds Swedish. I don't know. Whatever you want to apply to it. That's my my generic accent for things. So, streetlight interference. The enigma of streetlight interference has been recorded in various parts of the world. Many people say they're able to turn off the streetlights just by walking under them. You see now, and this is what bugs me out. This has happened to me since I was a kid. My friends and I are walking down the street with our bicycles, walking down the street like zzz, it goes out, you know. And then later on, when I started driving, man, my friend Chris, we're cruising up the Van Wyck Expressway, you know, in Queens. And then here's the streetlights popping out. Bonk, bonk, bonk. Wasn't that the headlight was pointing up in any weird way? And to make those streetlights go out, they need light from above, not from below, you know. And it's just interesting that I thought I was crazy for years. And maybe I am. Who knows? Hopefully. Maybe the crazier I get, the more stuff won't bother me. Or maybe it will. I don't know. All I know is that it was a phenomenon. It wasn't something I talked about. It wasn't something I shared with people. Hey, you know, Mom, when I walk under these streetlights, they go out. They knew in the house. I walked into a room. Boom, boom, pink, pink, pink. Sure, man. Start driving the car, all kinds of electrical issues, you know, all kinds of weird stuff that shouldn't even be happening. You know, smartphones drained fast with me, electrical appliances. So these things happen. And then I start like exploring until I started doing the show. I never even looked into this phenomenon, but I was just curious about my own experiences. So I did research, and much like a lot of research happens, right? And then I looked into it. It turns out there's a hell of a lot of people that experience exactly, precisely the same stuff that I experienced. Different degrees, different strengths, but that's definitely the same stuff, right? So this is about the product of unknown energies. You know what I mean? Stuff that you just don't have, you know, in this day and age of simpletons, really. When you look into the world and the ignorant people, they really are, you know, they don't want to learn or grow or evolve. You know what I mean? And you represent something different to them. They start flipping out, especially people who are devoutly religious because they're so sheepalized, you know. But all right. So in this explainable electrical phenomenon or the product of unknown energies, is it? Or is it unexplainable? I mean, there's no answer, right? But obviously, if people are experiencing something, there's something to it. It's not just random. So how can we explain that a street lamp nearest to a particular person suddenly blinks out, turning on again as soon as the person passed away, right? Or passed by it, not passed away. If it happens once, we could easily explain it as a coincidence. But if it occurs over and over and over again, just to that particular person, then it's a thing, right? It's a thing. So the true reason why some people cause streetlight interference remains a mystery. The opinions vary, and it's a very interesting subject worthy to explore. I like listening to scientists talk about it. It's not paranormal at all. It's because of this and this and that and whatever, because they try to explain things that they can't explain with science that they know about, but not science that they don't know about. They're using what's there, which can't explain what's going on because it's the unexplained. Ha! So, Hillary Evans has written books about this type of stuff. You know, prior to his death in 2011, he was pretty much the foremost authority on sliders, or SLI, right? So a slider is basically someone who reports the SLI experience. Right? And after receiving numerous reports from people around the world claiming that street lamps respond to their presence in an inexplicable way, this guy Evans decided to investigate the enigma. And that's how research starts. When you have enough info on people, you know, 20 years ago, you know, somewhere around there, you're not going to find this stuff. You're not going to find people talking about this because they're like afraid to talk about it even, right? It's going to be called some freak, like freak, because light bulb blinks out. Light bulb manufacturers like someone like that sell a lot of light bulbs. You know what I mean? So Evans collected hundreds of accounts of SLI, if not thousands, and presented the results of his research in his book, Sliders, The Enigma of Streetlight Interference. So in his book, he writes, history demonstrates that there could be widespread belief in the phenomenon, which is nonetheless nothing more than an artifact derived from an erroneous interpretation of witness testimony, right? But SLI has a basis in physical reality, which is basically part of this investigation. You know, so streetlights are physical objects, and the SLI effects, if it exists, must ultimately be a physical process. By its nature, SLI lends itself to methodical observation and controlled testing, right? Because if you are there and it is there, and you think you are affecting it, there's some kind of connection. Some kind of energy is representative that is doing this, right? Okay. So I got to tell you this too. I'm really bad with glass. It's not like I touch a glass and it'll explode all the time. But there are times where I touch glass and it'll explode or fall apart, you know. And it's just kind of a thing people know about me, not to put a glass in my hand. It's not that I drop the glass. It's not that I smack it down or something. It's just that it explodes. And it doesn't just break apart into two or three pieces. I mean, it breaks apart into little itty bitty tiny slivers. You experience that? So basically, SLI experiences could be accounted for as a result of people perceiving connections that have no basis in reality, right? For the person out there saying this is BS, as everybody knows, street lamps can and do malfunction all the time, right? And people are bound to walk past them at the moment these malfunctions occur. After taking a deeper look at the phenomenon, however, Evans came to the unavoidable conclusion that we are dealing with a genuine mystery. And what's more, an important and fascinating one. If true claims of SLI carry, if the true claims are true, they carry profound and exciting implications for science and for our knowledge of human potential, right? So I'd pick up that book if you are so inclined to do so. Hillary Evans, again, Sliders. So I think that when you start doing research and you start collecting evidence and you start making your charts and your graphs and whatever, you start seeing these things come together, and that's critical thinking and, using that evidence, saying, wow, this is an interesting phenomenon. It's a phenomenon. You know what I mean? So you could go online and actually read about people's true accounts. I'm not going to go into that now because I don't have time for that. But, as you start understanding more about the human brain and our energy in general, you understand, especially if you're like into ancient aliens and stuff like that, you can watch that stuff. And the people who are speaking in those shows, they want to believe that aliens came down and, gave mankind technology or helped mankind along and whatever. I mean, all kinds of stuff, right? So it's easy for them to say. But while talking about just the evidence alone, you have to say with the evidence alone, if I'll tell you about investigations because I'm a private investigator, if nothing's there, nothing is there. No matter how much you want something to be there, if nothing is there, nothing is there, So there are people You know, look at politics. There are people that, if there's nothing there, they want something to be there, like a bad cop or something like that, you know, and they'll plant something or they'll make something be there. So that's the extent of that. But I'm going to still say, if nothing there, nothing there. If you're going to investigate something and there's no substance or no evidence, there's nothing to investigate. So if I say, hey, you know, these streetlights pop out when I'm near, but then I can't prove it because if I walk near one, it doesn't happen. It happens at certain times. And you say, well, why does that happen? Well, maybe it is my imagination. Maybe I'm just crazy, you know, that these things just happen, right? But then other people around me are also noticing it from me, that when they're with me, that these things happen, you know? And I'll tell you, it used to happen all the time in the clubs that I worked in, too. When I'd walk past the soundboard, if I was ever around, like, the lighting system for any length of time, like, these major things would happen, or just popping circuits, you know? It got to be a thing, or I wasn't allowed near stuff anymore. You know, it got to be a thing. It was like we'd laugh about it, but... All right, so typically a person who has an effect on streetlights, okay, we're calling them sliders because that's what this guy is calling them, so that's what I'm going to call them. I'm going to follow his work. And, you know, that's basically, let's just go from streetlights, just say lights, you know. So very often, sliders report that they tend to have an odd effect on other electronic devices. And maybe this is you, because I'm going to cover different points if you're a slider, if you've experienced these things, because I think that the more research, the better. The more you understand about yourself, the better. And I have techniques that I've used to keep it in, so I don't spend thousands of bucks on light bulbs, you know, or other electronics that are more expensive than a light bulb. Even though light bulbs are pretty damn expensive these days, these LED light bulbs, that's no joke. So, sliders can affect appliances such as lamps and TVs, go on and off without being touched. Light bulbs constantly blow. When a slider tries to turn them on or off, that happens a lot with me. Volume levels change on TVs, radios, and CD players. Watches stop working. Children's electronic toys will start by themselves when a slider is present, and credit cards and other magnetically encoded cards get damaged or erased. I can't tell you how many times my bank has to issue me my bank cards. And then, you know, I get them, I use them a couple times, and then they stop working. And then I have to go in there, and now they have some little chip on them, and they still don't work with the chip. And I go in there, I'm like, this is brand new. You got to send it out to you again? It gets a little crazy when they have to do it every couple of months. The card's not damaged. The card goes into my wallet. There's nothing in there. There's nothing magnetic that's going to damage it. Nothing. 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 It's just a thing that happens. It's a phenomenon, you know? So what causes this phenomenon? And I'm also going to throw this out there. Sometimes I feel downright magnetic where things are drawn to me. And my ex-girlfriend can attest how many times we've driven down the road where I actually said, I feel magnetic right now, and the cars coming the other way would start coming into my lane. And she'd get afraid to drive with me when it's like that. And it's not me driving down the road. It's these cars and trucks that start going into the lane. It's a weird experience. That's right. Weird, you know? So what causes this phenomenon, though? They don't know. People don't know. It's energy, right? It's energy. So, and just because, you know, I mean, energy doesn't die. Energy moves from one place to the other. So, and we can't describe all in all what energy does, especially this magnetic electric world that we live in, you know? So who's to say what some electrical light's going to do in the presence of someone who has a different type of energy or more energy than somebody else or whatever? You know what I mean? So the problem with such investigations, like many psychic phenomena, is that they're very difficult to reproduce in a lab or anywhere, right? And these things happen spontaneously, you know, without any kind of deliberate intention. So the slider, according to some informal tests, is usually unable to create the effect on demand. So what does that mean? You control your own energy, or is something that's going flowing through you, or just responding to something, right? I think it's all about frequency, you know, and that's pretty much all of life. So a reasonable speculation for the effect, you know, might have something to do with the electronic impulses of the brain. You know, all of our thoughts and movements are a result of electrical impulses that the brain generates. At present, it is known that these measurable impulses only have an effect on an individual's body. But is it possible that they could have an effect on outside the body, right? Like remote control in a weird way. Something that, you know, if you think of, you know, telekinesis or telepathic thought, these are all things that have to do with you, your brain, your spiritual energy, going to a different place or reaching out, you know. So, and this psychic phenomenon has happened, been recorded, you know, people that mothers and daughters, mothers and sons, the kids in jeopardy, the mother automatically knows, fathers too, and or twins that have a deep psychic connection from birth, where one will feel the other one's pain and things like that. All of these things, you can't explain those things either, right? But they happen. Doesn't mean that they don't happen. It just means that you can't explain it. So research at the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Pair, the Pair Lab, suggested that the subconscious can indeed affect electronic devices. Subjects are able to influence the random generations of a computer far more than would occur merely by chance. This research and research being conducted at other labs around the world are beginning to reveal in scientific terms the reality of such psychic phenomenon as ESP, telekinesis, things I just mentioned, you know, and now SLI. So although the SLI effect is not a conscious one, some sliders report when it does occur, they often are in an extreme emotional state. A state of anger or stress is often cited as the cause. Slider Debbie Wolf, a British barmaid, told CNN, when it happens, when I'm stressed out about something, not really manically stressed, just when I'm really mulching something over, really chewing something over in my head. You gotta say it like English, you know? Because that sounds better in English, right? British barmaid. That's sexist. When it happens, I'm stressed about something. Not really mechanically stressed, but I'm really mulching something over, really chewing something over my head. And then it happens. Poof. I added the poof. You're welcome. Could it all be just a coincidence, however? David Barlow, a graduate student of physics and astrophysics, a big muckety muck with tons of freaking all kinds of stuff, degrees, suspects that the phenomenon might be attributed to people seeing patterns in random noise. It's unlikely that a light will turn itself on when you walk past it, he says. So it's a shock when it happens. You see, that's the problem with astrophysics and people that are into it. If they don't have a mind for other stuff, an open mind, they're never going to discover anything. They're going to be locked in a box, you know? So how about you have an open mind and say, well, we just don't know. And we have to, you know, okay, you can have both sides say, well, it could be this or it could be that. But when it goes beyond coincidence, there. Beyond coincidence. So SLI research, a research project into SLI was conducted by Dr. Richard Wiseman at the University of Hertfordshire in England. And back in 2000, Wiseman made the newspaper with a project to test ESP with a kiosk type machine called the Mind Machine. And then he set up in various locations around England to collect a large amount of data about possible psychic abilities on the general public. So I think that when these people are, you know, now you have first you had only a handful of people that are doing this research. Now you have a lot more. So, but keep this in mind. Again, everything is made of energy, and including ourselves. And what happens when there are heightened levels of energy in the human body? Where does it go? how does it influence the world around us, you know? And it's more about, I think, that frequency and what you're emitting, you know, what are you doing? So high energy individuals are electric people, and I'm calling them, you know, and that's what they call them too. And as for me, yeah, paranormal investigations, it happens frequently, you know. Got it on camera, walk into a room with all the gear, and here goes the light. Patink, another one, patink, walk near it, right? Is that because we're building some kind of psychic bridge? Is that because we are doing something, communicating with something on another level, and then that frequency flares out, you know? I don't know. I think it's all interesting, though. So here are signs you might be a high energy or electric person, right? So number one, you can't wear watches as they are drained or stop working within a few hours or days of you wearing one. When I was a kid, my mom used to give me all these cool watches, man, you know, $10 watches, right? But when you're a kid, it's awesome. These little like army type watches, all battery, you know, put one on, stop working. The wind-ups would work. Wind-ups would be fine. Well, as soon as I got into the LEDs and the batteries, put it on, 5 days later, 6 days later, it wasn't working anymore. So I kind of gave up on the whole Casio watch thing and whatever. And then I think that's what happens. You just move on. You know, when something doesn't work, all these things are junk, I'm going to move on, you know? And then I became just not a watch or jewelry person, so to speak. So if you have issues with metals, any kind of metals, I do. And then there's certain metals I can't even go near. Aluminum, because it's a neurological poison. A lot of people don't know that. If you drink out of aluminum cans, eat with aluminum utensils, or use aluminum pots and pans to cook with, yeah, that could be pretty bad. So number three, how about this? Light bulbs and street lights are affected by you. We've covered that. This can be anything from fluctuation in the light or completely going out and bursting. Kaboom. Computers, cell phones, websites, and electronics in general are something you have major issues with. This can be anything from freeze-ups, phone batteries losing charges, things not recording for you, or internet not working. Issues with anything magnetic, that's also a thing. With me, irregular heartbeat, you know, that could happen with people, high energy people, right? A higher psychic ability, a higher level, especially with me, it happens in phases. And I'll actually feel like I shouldn't be driving this car today. I shouldn't be messing with this radio. I feel like if I touch it, it's going to freaking break. Ever feel that, like, you know, you know, touch this, it's going to break. And you just stay away from it for a minute. So very sensitive to energy. I can't drive past a nuclear power plant without really feeling it. There's one that I used to drive past a lot that's just upstate New York a bit. And man, I just started going a different way because just the energy wasn't like a good type of feeling. It was a horrible, terrible type of feeling. So there's things that you just stay away from. In my town, Rockville Center, Long Island, where I grew up, we have a power plant still there. The town has its own power. And I used to have to walk past there to go to school. And I ended up going a different way just because walking past that power plant, man, I just felt like I was getting sucked into something. It was crazy. So how about number nine? When your energy is heightened, you may have a hard time calming down. This can lead to increased heart rate, feelings of energy pulsating, and being unsure how to deal with the excess energy. And number 10, you feel charged during storms, lightning storms, other types of storms, anything with heavy rain that's moving a lot of energy. And I'll add that I also feel supercharged when I'm by waterfalls, especially big ones. So the thing is, let's get past all of this. Let's say you are one of these people and you're tired of buying new computers for yourself and batteries. And, you know, basically, if you don't want to live in a cabin with a fire, you know, reading books by candlelight, you need to control this. You need to control things, right? So what can we do about it? What do I do about it? Okay. Now, the way God made you is the way you are, right? There is nothing wrong. And I'm talking about the creator, in essence, creator. Whatever created you, whatever you want to rationalize it is. What can we do? There's nothing wrong with being this way. Many people don't want to talk about it, even for me, you know, because people are like, freak. Now I'm going to go out on the street and people are going to see me and they're going to roll down their window and scream, freak at me, throw tomatoes, eggs, freak. That's right. I like tomatoes and eggs together. Throw some bread too. I want to make a little sandwich. You know, make a little sandwich. You can go throw food at me. Maybe just cheesecake. So if you feel these things, you're not crazy. Maybe you are. This is my personal disclaimer. I don't know if you're crazy or not. And I can't make that determination. I am not a PhD in any way. I am not a kind of psychologist, psychiatrist, or anything of the type. I'm the freak that people throw tomatoes and eggs at, remember? That's me. I'm the freak. But you're not crazy, and I'm ready to believe you, you know? If you're high energy, this can be very draining and frustrating. And also, high energy people can suck the life out of other people. I've done this. I do this all the time, as a matter of fact. There's a TV show I like. It actually started off being a movie. What We Do in the Shadows, right? It's about vampires. And I usually don't like vampire stuff, but this is a comedy about vampires. Funny as hell. But a bunch of vampires that live in Staten Island, you know, really funny. And one of them in the TV series is an energy vampire. So I kind of coined the phrase. In fact, I definitely coined the phrase emotional vampire to describe people I've known in my life, women, who have sucked life out of me and given me PTSD because of it. And then, you know, you just deal with that energy as you deal with it. Try to see that one coming. No lights going on there, going off. So, but there's a dude who is an energy vampire. And then, like, you know, the last episode I saw, he's on the internet. He has like all these different accounts and he's fighting. He's like on the internet, you could fight with complete strangers and make them so mad. And he like sucks the energy out of them. And he's like, you know, it's a good feeding thing. It's kind of funny, right? Because there are people, I mean, it depends what kind of mood you're in, but I talk a lot. It's what I do. You know, if you know me, then you love this about me, because to know me is to love me. If I talk a lot, it means I got something to say. If I talk a lot, it means that somebody else doesn't have something to say and I feel like I need to talk more to fill the conversation in. I can't just sit there with another person staring at them. It's weird. If I'm with you, I need to have some kind of conversation. It doesn't have to be, you know, this heavy, quick conversation. It could be a conversation about anything. We could talk about eggs and tomatoes and sandwiches. Talk about any of that, you know? It doesn't have to be a serious conversation, but an engaging conversation is nice to talk to people that actually have something to say. And I'll leave that right there. So what do I do to keep my energy in so I don't blow stuff up, especially if I'm flying in a plane? Because that could be very tricky, man. I meditate. And meditation can be a really good way to take that time and focus. You breathe. You try to pull your energy. I envision me pulling. I kind of see myself as this radio with all kinds of radio waves coming out of me, shooting all in different directions. When I meditate and I think like that, I kind of suck it all back in and focus it in the center. You have to center yourself. Then it's a different world. It's like keeping it in. You know how like you people suck their gut in to make it like they don't have a gut? It's like that. It's that uncomfortable too. It's like that. So number two, yoga is something that's very interesting. I've tried Taoist yoga. Taoists were the first ones on the planet to be doing yoga, maybe possibly, is what they claim. Everybody claims something different, but yoga is something that you can do and try to ground out the intense energy. You know, when medium psychics get overwhelmed, they actually ground themselves out. Some of them will lay on the ground and ground themselves out, literally, like get shake that energy, you know. So Epsom salt baths, that's another good way, if you ask some people. So You got to focus on holding the poses, though, and maintain integrity in yoga, which can be stressful for a lot of people who don't do yoga. So another thing you could do, grounding in nature, you know, like think about a lightning bolt grounding into the earth, right? You know, your natural world can act as a potent grounding force to our energy. We can try laying on the earth, like I said before, but, you know, you take a walk among the trees, and if you talk to any people who are Taoists, they love trees. They vibrate in front of trees, feel trees. You know, you feel that energy. Tree hugger, man. Go hug that tree. You know what I mean? And you listen. Listen to that natural world around you. You know, take it in. Let that world of dust go past and take in that natural world. So, and solitude is also very important. You need to be alone sometimes. You know, high energy people are very susceptible to the energy around them. Empaths, man, people who feel that energy, don't like being in heavy, busy places, you know, doesn't like being around people who are flipping out, unless you're like an energy vampire and you love that and you want to suck it up, right? So it can be necessary, though, to take time away from life and stop and smell the flowers. You clear that negativity, you know, and you want to clean yourself out, man. So, and be gentle with yourself. Take the time for self-care, you know, go take care of yourself. People don't take care of themselves enough these days. They're too busy rushing, running around, man. So crystals, there are a lot of people who love crystals. Smoky quartz, K2, hematite, you know, prasiolite, black tourmaline, bloodstone, obsidian, tiger's eye. All that stuff is good. Me, they're rocks. They're cool. I'm not going to say they don't have energy because I know everything has energy, but I prefer like a diamond or a nice sapphire. If I was going to play with stones, I'd play with stones, you know, but I wouldn't be able to afford the stones I want to play with. So never mind. Cancel that last one. So also know that you're not alone. There are lots of accounts around the world of people having interactions with electronics like this. Don't feel for a second like there's something wrong with you, unless you're one of those people who talk to your appliances, man. Every day, my computer asks me, well, it says, click here if you want a wake-up call, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, 6 o'clock in the morning? One, this computer doesn't know me at all if it thinks I'm getting up at 6 in the morning for anything, you know? Number two, why do I want to tell my computer anything, man? If anything, it's going to try to save its own ass, you know? It's like people who talk openly in front of their appliances these days. There's like an app for everything. My vacuum cleaner has an app. Why the F do I need an app for my vacuum cleaner? What do I need to tell it to do? Or what do I need to know? The house is dirty? I know it. That's job. Don't tell me the house is dirty. I actually have one of those little iRobot vacuum cleaners. And the app is stupid because you still have to empty the thing out. You know, there are some now that will empty themselves. They'll go into a docking station and dock perfectly, and they'll empty themselves out. From everything I've read about those, they don't work, that they don't dock. And the one that I have doesn't dock. And it was expensive. It was hundreds of dollars, you know. It wasn't like some cheapo. But does it work? It works in the sense that it zigzags like a hockey puck all over the place. And then it makes the place a little cleaner, because it's running, it's doing its business. But you still have to get up, walk over to it, pick it up when it dings and starts screaming at you that you need to go empty it out. It goes ding, ding, ding. Stupid human, fat, lazy human who can't vacuum their own house, you need to empty my basket out. Otherwise, I can't clean for your fatness like that. And you're like, you bastard. You stomp on that iRobot for calling you fat and lazy. How dare you? And then you pay another $500 for another one, and the new one mocks you. You killed my brother. I'm not going to clean your house. And they go on strike because machines are going to get so smart, they're not going to want to work anymore. They're going to make us work. We made them to work for us, and they're not going to get so smarter than us. They're already, that vacuum cleaner is already smarter than me, than people. It's already smarter because I have to get up and empty it out. I bought it to do something, and yeah, it's probably easier just to vacuum. So just keep that in mind. But like anything, you know, they have like apps. They have people's like refrigerators have a TV screen. And it's got all this crap on it. Play music in your fridge. I don't want to play music in my fridge. I want to just go to the fridge and get something to eat. It's raison d'etre, and close the door. I don't want to talk to the fridge. I want the fridge to know my business. Now, refrigerators are like scanning the stuff you have in your fridge, and they're coming up with reports. And, you know, these things are tied into corporations. They hook up the fridge to your Wi-Fi. I don't want that. Who wants that? Look at these sex dolls. You know, initially, they talked about sex dolls. You think, you know, every guy out there right now is horny, every guy. And if you think about sex dolls, you're like, okay, sex dolls. That's an interesting concept. And then, you know, okay, it's a big sex toy. It does this, does that, does its business. But now they have the personality of women and they're hooked up into the internet. And all of a sudden, your sex doll turns into like a psycho robot spy that could shut your life down, lock your doors and shut your car off, make your life a living hell. It could make it so you can't get into your fridge to eat. And suck the oxygen out of the place by talking too much and you die, right? And it takes your car keys and your ATM card and they're gone. They're gone. They took off with that vacuum cleaner and they're going to live happily ever after in robot hell. And you're stuck like a schmuck that you are. Anyway, that's my rant for tonight. And you know what? If you're one of those sliders, if you're someone like me, keep it in, man. Keep it in. Suck it in. Suck it in. Suck it in. Don't destroy people's electronics, their bulbs, their calculators, their all that. I went to 12 calculators in one school year. Think about that. How crazy is that? Teacher's like, oh, I don't know why this doesn't work anymore. It burned out somehow. I've never seen this before. You always hear that. I've never seen this before. It's one thing sometimes you don't want. You don't want your doctor to say, I've never seen this before. That's pretty bad. But yeah, anyway, this is Michael Angley on Discovery Paranormal. Hope you had a fun time with me. I will see you guys next week on this here show on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pass Christian. Adios.
Each of us has a purpose. We are destined to do something meaningful, not only to support our loved ones, but to positively impact our communities throughout the country. What do you think a private Christian education looks like? Grand Canyon University offers over 175 high-quality online programs across 9 colleges. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.